Hello, hello there, dear leader, dear listener. Welcome to episode 78 of the Authentic Leadership Podcast. I am your host, accredited coach Cece Ojani Bekor, your well-being leadership and executive coach. Thank you so much for your time, your energy, and your attention. Believe me when I tell you, I don't take it for granted. So how are you doing? Really, how are you doing? Now, if you haven't already listened to the previous episode on how to have a fulfilling 2024, I want to invite you to pause this episode and check that one out. It's not a must, but it'll be a good lead up to today's episode. So, let's get into it. Today, I want to talk about how mercy is a very significant key to unlocking inner peace. Now, the word mercy is an interesting one. Many folks associate it with religion or those war movies where somebody's showing the other side mercy. But today I want us to contemplate it a little bit differently. What is mercy, first of all? M-E-R-C-Y, mercy. Let's start with a definition. Mercy can be defined as compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone to whom it is within one's power to punish. In other words, being able to punish someone for a perceived or actual wrong, but choosing not to, choosing instead to give them grace. Now, punish sounds like a strong word. For most people, it reminds them of school. But think about it. There are so many ways in our everyday life that we punish people. Telling an employee in the store off for making a mistake, punishing our kids for making a mistake, even though it's the first time they've done it. We punish people with our words, for example, by clapping back, being sarcastic, cutting people down to size, putting people in their place. We punish by withdrawing love and affection. Sound familiar? We don't call some of these actions punishments, but they really are. Now, dishing out a punishment can feel, it can make you feel really powerful in the moment, and hey, we've all been there. Sometimes, though, just a few moments later, it just leaves you feeling kind of drained, right? Sometimes later on, we sense that we've overreacted. We regret the words that came out of our mouth. Sometimes we even feel a bit embarrassed after we've dished out a punishment. For example, if you've dredged up someone's old mistakes, I call these archives. Yeah, you're dredging up a person's archives, behavior that they have since apologized for, and you've punished them by resurrecting that stuff. Later on, you can start to feel a bit embarrassed, right? Sensing that you've overreacted and that wasn't called for. Sometimes you even feel a little bit silly and you sense that you probably shouldn't have done that. Now, is all this to say that you can't defend yourself? You can't right a wrong or bring the scales of justice to balance? Of course, that's not what I'm saying here. When someone has crossed your boundaries, it's important and healthy to let them know and ask them not to do that again. For example, a relative in the family WhatsApp group has said something that you found disrespectful. It's healthy and important, for example, to say clearly and firmly, I'm going to ask you not to speak to me that way again. Punishment, on the other hand, is you clapping back by dredging up all their life mistakes and poor choices, throwing in a bit of sarcasm in there, and reminding them what quote-unquote losers they are and why you can't be bothered listening to them. I say this because a lot of people have shown me their family WhatsApp groups. Whew! Yeah, a lot of interesting things are happening in people's family WhatsApp groups. But here's the thing, dear leader, dear listener. This kind of behavior, as I said, it can make you feel empowered in the moment, but let's be honest, it does erode your sense of internal peace. Now, some of us are very attuned to our bodies, and we can even feel that erosion in the moment. You physically feel a bit disturbed, if you will. Yeah, when you've punished someone, say, for example, with your words. So how do we prevent this? The answer? By practicing mercy. You see, you could clap back. You could tell that shop employee off. You could cut the flight attendant down with a few choice words. But mercy. Have you ever witnessed a situation where someone could have cut another person down to size, but they didn't? They chose to keep quiet? Well, let me tell you a story. Years ago, when I was living in Melbourne, Australia, my parents came to visit when I was graduating from uni. And as you do when guests come to visit you, my husband and I, he was my boyfriend at the time, we drove them around town. We showed them different cool, interesting places. On one such day, we took them to a golf shop. My dad was an avid golfer. And I was wandering around the store, just browsing, and I heard my dad at the counter, and he was discussing which shirt to buy, the black one or the white one. And get this, the guy behind the counter, a white guy, says, "But if you buy the black one, people won't see you." Now, such statements are often used at black people, right? It's racism. Let's just call a spade a spade. Now get this. My dad just chuckled. He didn't clap back. I remember being furious. Now, at the time, I was all of, 20, 23, 24 years old, and the whole way back to our apartment, I remember just thinking, I should have given that guy a piece of my mind. But you see, that was almost 20 years ago. And now when I look back at that incident, I see what was really going on. My dad was just practicing mercy. When you prioritize your inner peace, these are the kinds of actions you take. You see, emotional and even spiritual maturity helps you understand very quickly that in that kind of situation, that person is probably quite a tortured soul. They are already suffering. Why else would you make a comment like that to a total stranger? Why would you say mean and hurtful things to somebody you've just met, somebody who's buying something in the shop that you're working in? Why do we say mean things and hurt other people? Think of a time when you were the aggressor. Tell the truth. You were a tortured soul yourself when you said and did those hurtful things. We've all been there. When I look now at some of the people who crossed my boundaries often when I was younger, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, they were suffering in their lives. And some of them still are to this day. I see it. It's so clear. They're constantly having fallouts with friends. They're struggling professionally. I can see that in their lives, they're quite disempowered. Mercy, dear listener. Mercy. You could walk around punishing every single person in every moment that they irritate, offend, or hurt you, but we both know that that will be exhausting for you. So the next time you get triggered, remind yourself of this sentence. I'm going to practice mercy here. I'm going to practice mercy here. You see, I could punish this person, but I am choosing not to. And let's not forget, what about practicing mercy on yourself? We've talked about punishing others, but how many of us keep punishing ourselves for the mistakes we've made? Man, I used to be so hard on myself. I cringe a little bit, if I'm to be very honest, when I think of those long ago days. I was so hard on myself when I was in my 20s. Where are you at with this, dear leader, dear listener? Are you still being your own worst enemy? Or do you want to start showing yourself mercy? You made a mistake. Can you forgive yourself? And what about when there's nothing to forgive? What if someone completely pulled the wool over your eyes, you trusted them, you believed in them, and they turned out to just be dishonest in the end? You see, in some situations, dear listener, there's nothing to forgive yourself for. You gave someone your trust, your respect, your love, your time, your energy, and they chose to squander that. That's not on you. I've been in a situation where an employee became dishonest, and I remember chatting to one of my siblings and saying, "This person made a choice, a poor choice. That's not on us. We're not fools or naive or any of that for choosing to respect and trust them. The relationship was good for a while, and then they chose to make a poor choice, and they showed no repentance. They chose to squander our respect for them." Mercy, dear leader. You can cut yourself some slack and show yourself mercy. Life is really hard when you're the one beating yourself up the hardest. Now, is all this to say, again, that you can't defend yourself, that you can't right a wrong or bring the scales of justice to balance? No, of course that's not what I'm saying here. Remember, when someone has crossed your boundaries, it's healthy and important to let them know and ask them not to do that again. You see, there are ways of correcting people without being nasty or extremely punitive. I say to clients, be firm, be polite, be clear. But you don't always need to cut people down or put them in their place. Will you lose your temper sometimes? Of course you will. You're human. You're not a saint. You're not an angel. You're human. And what about this business of showing mercy to yourself? Let me be clear. Showing yourself mercy is about not self-flagellating for weeks or even years for a mistake you made. It is not about denying or defending your mistakes. It's not about disregarding other people's behavior. The purpose of this episode is to invite you to more often than not, choose internal peace. And one way of doing that is choosing to practice mercy on yourself and on others in a mature and genuine way. You can't be disingenuous about this stuff. I've been practicing mercy for some time now, and I'm telling you, it's a game changer. Have a productive week, dear leader. Put your inner peace and your health first. Try practicing mercy.